We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What up, listener? We wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this Blue Wire podcast. Be sure to show your support to this pod by subscribing and dropping a 5-star review on iTunes, a follow on Spotify, or the appropriate dApp for any other platform you might be listening on. And if you're enjoying this show, chances are you'll like one of our 75 other sports podcasts. Find more shows you'll love at BlueWirePods.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and this is where I usually would begin breaking down what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, January 27th. And I will do that, but unfortunately, very unfortunately, there's something bigger than the Bucks, bigger than basketball, that needs to come first. As I'm sure you've heard already, Kobe Bryant, his teenage daughter Gigi, and several other people perished in a helicopter crash on Sunday. As the news broke, like so many others, I honestly just could not believe it. Kobe, for all of his faults throughout his life and career, seemed truly larger than life. He was a tremendous ambassador for the game, and I say the game instead of the league or the NBA purposefully, because Kobe was more involved in women's basketball than he was men's in the last few years of his life, as he mentored Gigi and used his influence to advocate for women in basketball in general. This isn't going to be a lengthy tribute, as I'll leave that for people with a stronger connection, a more intimate connection to Kobe than I have personally, but it's clear to all his impact was felt throughout the league, the world of basketball. As just one example, Giannis Antetokounmpo was a noted fan who showed up hours early with a literal notebook to a workout with the Black Mamba to glean as much insight as he possibly could from the 5-time champion. Giannis' social media accounts have gone dark and were seemingly deleted on Sunday night, showing how much of an impact this disaster has had all across the world of basketball. Giannis met Kobe's first goal laid out for him, which was the MVP. And before his passing, Kobe left another to-do for Giannis, winning a championship. I'm not much of a gambler, but I would bet Giannis cutting social media out of his life, at least momentarily, has a lot to do with wanting to reach that goal. Rest in peace, Kobe, Gigi, and all the others who lost their lives yesterday. We will make sure your memory lives on. Now, for the week in Bucks basketball, both looking back and ahead, but starting with the Bucks last week. Milwaukee played 2 games, but covered 2 continents across them. First up were the Chicago Bulls, who Milwaukee handled fairly easily, 111-98. The Bucks' two best players played like the two best players in the game, which they were, as Giannis posted 28 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and a rough 8 turnovers in his 31 minutes, and Chris Middleton added 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 turnovers in just 30 minutes. In a pretty typical result for the Bulls, Zach LaVine put up 20+, and nobody else could score enough. Milwaukee's second game of the week was the first ever NBA game to take place in France, as the Bucks took on the Charlotte Hornets in Paris on Friday afternoon and won 116-103. Rohan and I broke that one down in grand detail on the last full-length Eurostep, so go check that out for more on that game. Last week for the Wisconsin Herd was a great one. The Herd played 3 very tough games last week and somehow won all of them. Wisconsin first hosted the Grand Rapids Drive on Wednesday before heading out for a West Coast road trip featuring games against the Santa Cruz Warriors and Stockton Kings. All of those games came without any help from the NBA club, the first time all season that none of the two-ways or assignment players would be with the Herd. Both two-way players, Cam Reynolds and Frank Mason, and everybody on the roster besides Robin Lopez, who was homesick, was in France for most of the week, meaning they missed all 3 Herd games. Still, the Herd pulled out 3 wins, beating the Drive 122-115, the Warriors 116-106, and the Kings 107-101. As he has done all season, when needed, Jalen Adams stepped up in a huge way for Wisconsin. Adams posted a season-high 39 points against Grand Rapids, then put up a team-high 17 points versus Santa Cruz, before going and dropping 28 points on Stockton. He led the Herd in scoring in each of the victories and has generally been incredible lately, making me wonder if a call-up could be coming soon. So I decided to ask Jalen about that after the Drive home win.
I mean, I just control what I can control. Obviously, that would be nice. But I just got to keep hooping. We're going to keep winning games. I just try to keep being the leader and defending. And I think the individual stuff will come with the team stuff. So right now, I'm just focused on winning.
Here's another perspective on the last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
On this podcast, we talk about people. It may be in the context of basketball, but it really is the stories and experiences of individual human beings. Yesterday's news hit hard to the entire world, and somehow the reason we all know the name Kobe Bryant feels like an afterthought at this moment. My thoughts are with the families of Gianna, Kobe, and the rest of those who lost their lives in this tragedy. While it may be difficult to stomach how the world and this sport can move forward, basketball is what blessed the world with Gianna and Kobe. Basketball is just a game. But Kobe has proven that this kid's game is powerful enough to transcend the boundaries of sport to truly make a global impact. So let's carry on the legacy and legend of the Black Mamba so that we can try and find more truly special people in the world, because we could really use them. Now, with all that said, this has been a quiet week for the Milwaukee Bucks. Since the last edition of the Bucks Starts Here, we have only seen 2 Bucks games. There was last Monday's game against the Bulls and the game against the Hornets in France. One trend that we have seen continue in those games is Chris Middleton being an absolute flamethrower. It seems like game after game we are seeing Middleton play like he's facing the Celtics in the playoffs. In the 11 games since the dawn of the new year, Chris has had 7 games where he shoots 50% or better from 3 and 50% or better from the field. That is just bananas. One of the main reasons why people were skeptical about the Bucks this season was the loss of a 50-40-90 guy in Malcolm Brogdon. However, Chris Middleton is almost accomplishing that feat himself this season. On the season, Middleton is at 49.8% from the field, 41.9% from 3, and 89.1% from the free throw line. If he keeps this up, it is even more impressive, in my opinion, than Brogdon's accomplishment, because Chris is doing this as the clear second option on the team. Ty and I have mentioned that we think Middleton is a lock for the All-Star game, but it really is an obvious choice. He was an All-Star last season who has taken on a bigger role and has had better production on a team that is also better than last season. What else could you ask for? Chris Middleton may not be the sexiest name for a second option on a title contender, but he is proving time and time again that he is capable of shouldering that burden.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee has three games on the docket. Up first is the Washington Wizards in Milwaukee on Tuesday at 7, in what should be the Bucks' easiest game of the week, although we will see how much jet lag affects that one. The Wizards did just give up more than 150 points to the Hawks, though, so hopefully this is a pretty winnable game for Milwaukee either way. The homestand that carries on throughout the week continues on Friday when the Denver Nuggets come to town to take on the Bucks at 8 p.m., but of an unusual start time. Finally, Sunday presents a truly terrible game as a dreaded opponent in the Phoenix Suns will play against the Bucks during the day. This game tips at 1 p.m. in Milwaukee and will probably be rough, knowing how the Bucks typically play against Phoenix and play during the day, period. Looking forward to the next week of Wisconsin Herd basketball, the Herd has just two games this week and a quieter stretch before the rest of February gets very busy. Wisconsin takes on the College Park Skyhawks, Atlanta's new G League team, at home on Thursday at 7 p.m. before heading out to play the Raptors 905 in Canada on Saturday at 1 p.m. College Park is just outside of a playoff spot at the moment, while the 905 has struggled this season, so based on how great Wisconsin's been all year long, this should be another opportunity for the Herd to pick up a potential two more wins. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks talk in your life, you can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this pod and tweet it to me or Rohan at Ty Windish or at R. Cotty Jr. or email it to tywindishnba@gmail.com. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends about the Eurostep. Until next time, go Bucks.